Yeah. Kickerverse Music Group. Precise Politics. J Love. Star Saxon, what up? DubCNN.com.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all
you
know about
it?
Putting my work on the block. Ain't none of y'all better.
None of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yeah. None of y'all better.
Yeah, let's get it poppin'. The number one podcast for anything that's rockin'. Microphone masters, daddy, your only option. Sports talk, politics, the new joints droppin'. J-Love and Star Saxon choppin' it up. Kick a verse, collab, precise politics. I stay in the lab, a similar to flex, droppin' the bomb. Write that murder for the dub, CNN.com. I'm the wisdom that'll help your man spot the undercovers. The block that supplies and feeds you and your brothers. The hunger that'll take your hustle to another level. The courage under fire while you lettin' off the metal. The shine in your bezel when you recognize your worth. The instinct to pop off first. I'm the truth in your lies. The feeling that you other podcasts despise. After you analyze and start to realize,
ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
That you know it's all real.
Is it real?
Yes.
Ain't none of y'all better. What y'all know about
putting my work on the block?
Ain't none of y'all better.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am J Love, and with me, as always, is Star Saxon. Star Saxon, now I got some stuff. Typically, y'all, what we do is a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We prep and get ready for the show and all that. And we gonna stick to the script on a lot of this stuff. But some of the stuff I like to throw Star Saxon curveballs because my man can handle it. But I got to stick with what we had. The Super Bowl. Super Bowl took place, man.
Damn.
So I'm watching it, and it was the Falcons were up big, and it was the end of the third, it was the middle, about 75% of the way through the third quarter. And I turned to my oldest son, because I don't have a dog in the fight, but now I'm sure you felt the same way, Star Saxon, and it felt as if it was the Democrats versus the Republicans when it came to people rooting for the Falcons who were fans of any other team other than the Patriots and the Falcons, and then folks going for them for the Patriots who weren't already Patriot fans. But so around the middle of the third quarter, about 75% of the way through, I said to my son, my oldest son, I said, man, they're going to lose. Falcons are going to lose. He said, what are you talking about, Dad? And I said, because if the pass rush, they just couldn't get a pass rush anymore. And we know that they were on the field for way too long, stupid penalties, you know, third down, getting holding penalties and all this stuff in the secondary. It was ridiculous, man. They will never, ever be able to forget that and live it down. Your thoughts on the Super Bowl and this epic comeback, all legendary in all senses of the word?
All right, I got a lot of thoughts on this, so I'm going to make it real quick. First off, long-time listeners to the podcast know the boy Star Sax, Steelers fan, his blood originated in Pittsburgh. Moms and dads from Pittsburgh. Steelers fan, true and true. With that having been said, I must acknowledge that Brady owns my fucking Steelers. He owns us. It's all good, though. Next, from that ownership, I've come to conclude Brady is a gangster. He probably is one of the few white boys with a universal hood pass. He can go anywhere in America, and they all know who the fuck he is. And they're just going to be like, hey, man, leave him alone. That's Brady. He got the universal hood pass from all the ass he done fucking waxed for like the last 17 years. So
with
that having been said, I was right there with you, man. I'm watching the game like 28-3. First, I was like, this shit is over. But I was drunk out of my fucking mind off craft beer. Fucking wasted. Then I had some whiskey, too. I was done. And it was like I was seeing the Matrix, right? It was like 28-3. Then the motherfucker scored a touchdown, and they get the two-pointer. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on a minute, dude. This shit is kind of like just a two-possession game here.
Yeah.
Fucking Matt Ryan fumbles that goddamn ball. Then they fucking don't run the ball. They don't run out the clock. They basically put together the most widely watched demonstration on how not to win a game when you're up 28-7 or whatever. They completely fucked it. It was a tutorial on fucking up. It was like, you know how to play John Madden football hella good, right? And then you get this kid, he's like 7. He's your neighbor's son, and they don't believe in any video games in the house. And they're like, you're like, the kid's like, yo, can I come through? I heard this Madden game is the illest. And you're like, all right, come through. and you spot this motherfucker 28 points with 6 minutes left to go, and then you just fucking close the deal, dude. You score, shut him down, score, shut him down, score, shut him down, tie it, coin flip, I'm going down the field, game. It was embarrassing, dude. All you got to do is run the clock out. All you got to do is run the clock out. I was telling my father-in-law, I was like, look, man, if they run three plays, it's 45 seconds between each play. That's roughly 3 minutes per possession off the clock, right? You get a first down, double that, that's six, right?
Yep.
How do they not know that shit, dude? 1 + 2 = 3, man. So when this shit was happening right before my eyes, I knew, I've seen this story before. Coach gets scared. Coach is dumb. Brady stays stoic. Belichick stays focused. And they just wait for you to crack. They go in there and they just snatch your fucking link, dude. These niggas got, they got their jewels got run. It was bad. This is all bad. So here's my conclusion, Jay. I got to ask this question. Is it now time to fully acknowledge that this being the worst choke in sports history, with this on the line, that we have to acknowledge the Falcons and say their choke against the Patriots is worse than the Buffalo Bills losing 4 Super Bowls in a row?
I think what people do not take into account when it comes to the Buffalo Bills is that it takes a lot of talent. I mean, yes, they would have loved to have won at least one of those. It goes without saying. But to get back there 4 times, because how many teams get to a Super Bowl, Carolina is an example, that don't make it back?
Jay, I guarantee you Atlanta's ass ain't making it back. Atlanta ain't making it back. They might not even make it to the fucking playoffs. They just hired Steve Sarkisian. He's going to be drunk by week 4.
And they fired their defensive coordinator, if I'm not mistaken.
Dude, did you know that the head coach of the Falcons was the defensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks when they gave up that 10-point lead at the time, the biggest lead overcome to win a Super Bowl? He was the D coordinator of the Seahawks when they choked that shit away. So he knows what the fuck they're capable of doing. And then it happens again. The worst thing you could do, Jay, is fire the defensive coordinator working underneath you. Dude. It was like, wait a minute. This was your call. As soon as Shanahan was like, yo, Matty Ice, pass the ball. No, dog. I'm on the speaker. No. Run the fucking rock. As a matter of fact, run a sweep because it takes longer to get out of bounds than it does to get tackled straight ahead.
Yep. There we go. That's what's up. So let's get into some stuff. We're going to get into some songs real quick. This is one we played this on another show that we do. And when Star Saxon played this, I knew we had to bring it to the Microphone Masters crowd. So it's Quest the Mad Lad, 101 Things to Do with Your Girl. Then we got Sean Price, Smooth P. We got Master Killer featuring Method Man and Red Man. It's called Therapy. And we have The Roots, My Shot. So a little bit of Quest the Mad Lad, Sean Price, Master Killer, Method Man, Red Man, and The Roots. You are listening to Microphone Masters on WCNN.com.
You better stop hitting them and mistreating them and neglecting them, because, yo, no joke. I'll fuck him. Word. Check it. Now this may sound foul, messed up, wrong, or shady, but if you and your girl ain't tight, hell, I'll fuck your lady. You better get her in check, cause it only takes one wrong move to make me get wrecked. Case in point, other day I go to my man's crib. Caucasians out there, Aquarius wears black folk live. This girl came to the door, now baby back to the bone. Said he went to the store, wasn't home, he left her home alone. She says I could come in and wait, yeah, I'm with that. We chit chat, jogging each other like, I love to hit that. Baby pops a video into the machine, a triple X jammy fill the screen. You know what that means? Ow, went at it for about an hour. Bit raw. I hit her door, oh shit, fuck you doing with my girl on the floor. Man, if you don't know, then I ain't telling you shit. She started it, hope you not mad, kid. Don't take this personal, I'm tapping your mist.
Like this.
Now while you run into the store, I'm running up your girl, giving her thrills, making her toes curl. Yo, don't take it personal, kid. I'm tapping your mix.
Like this.
While you hanging with your boys, I'm hanging out with your girl, taking honey to a whole different world. Next story, this kid of my way had a cutie, but he used to swing on her and hit her and tap that jaw, and I started tapping that ass. Peep it. Some niggas got dimes, but don't know how to treat them. Knock around a place, treat a face like a bag in a gym. A kid I know was like that. He hit his girl with the quickness. She had thickness, so I used slickness and stickness. After one fight they had, I took her to my house, let her put her head on my shoulder and caught her eyes out. Said, believe it or not, I understand. You should cut that bastard off, cause he ain't no real man. Why you had to go there? Question, I already been there. Show my sense inside and like KRS, I'm in there. He put her through hell, I took her straight to heaven. Had her open so long, she thought she was a 7-Eleven. See, the way we hit her is two whole different things. When he touches her, it stinks, but my touch makes the coochie stink. The more he kept flexing and neglecting, the more I stepped in his section and gave him protection with the erection. And when money rolled up like you violated, kid, I told him you ain't doing right, so I did. Now he's pacing the floor talking about damn, quest you foul. Hold up, just hear me out now, pal. Don't take it personal, I'm tapping and miss.
Like that.
While you cruising in your ride, I'll be riding your dip. You should hear the noise that's coming from my lips. Don't take it personal, I'm tapping your miss.
Like that.
While you puffing on a blunt, your stun is puffing on mine. Then I flip her and tap that ass from behind. Next case in point, this kid I knew, he was mad pussy, pure tea bitch. But he came around away with a girl that was kind of flavor, and you know what I had to do. Now money grip peep, but you think you're so fly, but on a real, I like you deck you in your motherfucking eye. You think that you're so flavor, but if I roll on you, kid, ain't nothing can save you. Because you know I never did like you. Every time you came around, I really wanted to fight you. Talking about you, kid, pussy, that's dead. Last time you was in some ass, a doctor screamed, I see the head. You too busy planning scams with your peeps to realize the wife you had was mad sweet, freaky tight and mad deep. So now I guess you got to know, this here bro sticking your hoe on the down low. I did it kinda to get you back and prove that no one can master the honey snatcher, punani catcher. And that shit is good like a motherfucker. Now who's a sucker? Ran your girl, go get another. Bet she made you use a bag every time you did her. Guess what? I ran for a door first time I hit her. While you on the block slinging rocks or busting shots with the Glock, the wife is playing leapfrog on my cock. So I suggest you go get another bitch, cause this one is made to switch. Just like the Pepsi challenge, she chose me. And last night, guess what, your girl rolled me. Up and down, south and north, north and south. I even got to put the stick in the mouth. So if you wanna try to play me, come on kid, don't even be a baby. Don't take it personal, I'm tapping your miss.
Like that.
While you laying down tracks, I'm laying down in your house with your shorty. Then get up and drink your 40. Don't take it personal, I'm tapping your miss.
Like that.
Alright, fuck it, y'all get the picture, we getting ready to do it like this. Check it. Now while you on lockdown, your girl's taking my cock down.
Like that.
While you working at Mickey D's, your girl's working on D's.
Like this.
While you riding your bike, your girl's checking my mic.
Like that.
While you dancing at the jam, I'm cracking open that clam. While you buying a gat, I'm seeing a booty dad.
Like that.
Busy still on the phone, it's cause she's getting my bone.
Like this, that, and
while you reeling and dealing, your girl's kneeling and feeling.
This is Quest and I'm out. WBCC. Know what I mean? It's like, look. I don't even know how to talk smooth on records.
Slow it up, right? What's that shit?
I'm a hardcore nigga.
Slow it up.
I smack the shit out of niggas. I ain't even with all this smooth shit. This be the stupid one.
That's some old.
Yeah.
They were two-step or some shit.
Listen, it go made back, laid back, now cipher. Rented zip car, something to sniff in my bitch bra. I'm rich after this trip, I'm shutting shop down. No dealer weight, it's real estate and stocks now. Quit while I'm ahead, rappers they all lame. 43 years old selling nutcrackers at ball games. LeBron James, I'm Kevin Duckworth. Len Bias been with the Dodge, fucking with rough work. You're ballin' but your left hand weak. Now you're falling when the scat man creep. Stupid nigga. P strictly ill. Ruck down records. Come sign a 360 deal. Come grind P pushing pills. Hand me the weirdest. I will sell them to Manny Ramirez. I am the best rapper. Quick draw, hit paw. Fuck up your flesh faster.
What the fuck is that? That's that gumbo shit, huh? It's like 7,000 great weeds in one split.
Listen, I know what it is to sell. I know what it is to flop. Brownsville Duke, I sold H and I hate cops. Letting the 8 pop. Soon as the bank stop, shake niggas down, have them come out they tank top. I'm making my francs ock, making my euros, making my cronies. Y'all niggas is zeros. Ruck is a weirdo, letting his beard grow. Came up from nothing now, Ruck is your hero. What do I fear, yo? Been through the worst shit. Drug addicted parents in the marriage ain't worth shit. Pop's a drunk nigga, mom's a crack addict. Love them both to death, but a nigga got bad habits. You know, take a sip of this, take a hit of that. My nose sore from sniffing that. That's dope, that's weed, that's coke, that's pee, no joke, nigga.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Soul 2 Dots. We're rocking out with Microphone Masters Radio right now. Get tuned.
Yo, I gotta be around this music, it's therapeutic. The first fresh thoughts of the day are so clear. When I walk in my head, there's a voice that talks. In my ear, I can hear so clear. You think I'm bugging right, I'm just contemplating this side and how to flow this. Out to the west side, my killer Cali gangsters ride and get their head right. Yo, son, I'm on the next flight in. Twist something tight, I'm guaranteed to write a hit song before we reach. Throw the instrumental on and watch the word pattern of speech. Men form, military arm, ready to swarm. Get your party on, drinks on the house tonight. Ladies looking right, atmosphere nice and warm. We backstage like 100 deep strong. Ghosts want the red light on before we get on. An hour's too short to rock, we got a million songs.
I gotta be around this music, it's therapeutic. Like my first blunt of the day to start the movement. I'm sitting in the room with a view, there's always room for improvement. So I grab my coat and go and prove it. Just me against the world, you can find me in the streets. You don't spot me in the lobby, probably find me in the freak. Cop Ferraris, the lobby in the lining of my seats. Trying to put me in the lineup till I wind up in the beast. That's the belly, I dare they try to tell me when to eat. With a plate of food barely in my reach. My team shoot dice, we used to shoot skelly in the streets. Wear the same belly bellies for a week. But now we live the life. It's such a good life, I wish that I could live it twice. I'll probably make the same with my wife. It's Wu-Tang Clan, always collect cheddar. Proper education, always correct errors.
Yeah. Killer house in the building. You already, nigga.
Hey, yo, peace to my brothers from now, Josh.
Yes, sir, nigga.
Good luck, nigga.
Yo, bananas, red man, so gorilla. Shottown, no, I'm pippin' the mic, nigga. One hit and chicks follow me like Twitter. Crack when I talk, I like the mic stim up. The fiends hit it, chicks swing with it. I box niggas in like Don King did it. 16s I write, it seems so vivid. My notebooks, I'm letting eBay bid it. I get dough, bad pan for the sick flow. My weed more greener than Lufarigno. My right hand man, hand on the pistol. I crack these squares up like Nabisco. Oh, look at me, I'm lightweight, but with the heart to peel back your white meat. Your wifey want me to make her wifey hit it. Make the best right there.
Yo, mugshot, gunshot, dope shot, jump shot. Take your pick, but you only get one shot. Advice from a school teacher to a young tot. Applying a sticker to a Spider-Man lunchbox. When even role models tell us we're born to be felons. We're never getting in a Harvard or Carnegie Mellon. And we gon' end up either robbing somebody or killing. It's not fair, that's all they can tell us. That's why I hustle hella hard, never celebrate a holiday. That'll be the day I could've finally hit the lottery. I refuse to ever lose or throw my shot away. Or chalk it up as just another the one that got away, so I'm unapologetic. I want my calisthenics. If I have given it all I got, I cannot regret it. My point of destination's different from where I was headed. Cause I'ma shoot for the stars to get it. I shot, not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, strappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
When opportunity knock, you don't send anyone to get it. Answer the door, welcome and let it in or regret it. They said if you can't beat them, you join them. I say forget it, cause once you join them, you're building a ceiling of where you headed. Be American, express how you feel and take the credit. Don't settle for 87, go premium unleaded and take off, shake all the hate off, it's over. And stay lost, the payoffs, their weight off your shoulders. Must admit, I'm feeling, kinda, lighter as a writer with this fire and desire to go higher than a stealth fighter pilot with my eye on every prize. I surprise you guys, I'm a prize fighter. My nana, five described, inscribed, survive minor. Setbacks and take steps back from Pied Pipers. Believers, believers in yourself and mean it. I mean, you only get one shot, take it or leave it.
I said I'm not gonna wait my shot. I said I'm not gonna wait my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot.
Rise up, if you're living on your knees, you rise up. Tell your brother that he's gotta rise up. Tell your sister that she's gotta rise up. When our folks like me and you gonna rise up. Every city, every hood, we need to rise up. All my soldiers, we need to rise up. We ain't got no other choice, we need to rise up. Rise up. Through all my travels and journeys through life, I've been searching and been learning to be the type of person to display how determined I get when I'm certain inside. I feel that fire that's burning like a knife that is turning. I fight while I'm hurting. Sometimes they're right, cause life is a burden, like the pain from a bite that a worsen. Trying to stifle the light that'll shine on me first, and before I ride in a hearsing. My breathing stops, you never take my one shot. I got for a line of earth, and now I come again, holding down Hamilton, Hercules, Mulligan, reading Infinity, fear or the Huffington. Done with the suffering, we in the guts again, family rushing. And when the robusta been feeling the hunger and feeding the lust to win, lust to win. See, I've been patiently waiting for this moment to rise up again. It's the way I was molded, and it's the last one standing as the rest of them folded. Give me my one chance to grab the torch and properly hold it.
I said I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I said I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. And yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, I'm hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. StarZax and J Love. So this is a little bit of a our football recap, so to speak. So got to do it a little bit. I know the news is a little bit old, but John Lynch is in the front office, man. So he's in the front office. Your thoughts on this? Your thoughts on John Lynch? Former safety. He was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was also on the Denver Broncos. But he is now in the front office after having no front office experience ever. It's one thing if you were an assistant to the assistant or the special assistant or whatever, all the different titles that you want to get. But this is his first time being in this role. What do you think, man?
John Lynch coming from the booth to be the GM is eerily reminiscent of Steve Kerr coming from the booth
okay.
to be the coach of the Golden State Warriors. Look,
okay,
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's a California boy. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's from the San Diego area. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he might be able to do what he needs to do to turn that organization around. I think so. I think okay. so. Yeah. However, we all know StarZax hates the 49ers. This True. Is just another notch in the hole indicating they don't know what the fuck they're doing. You hire John Lynch with no experience when your team is effectively at rock bottom, when you got a lot of qualified people out there who know how to rebuild a fucking franchise. I don't need to go name no names, but I'm just going to go with resume is blank and never did it before versus there's some people True. Sitting on the couch right now. right? What about Marty Schottenheimer? Right?
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna go minority. That's too easy that he didn't fucking hire a minority. I'm not gonna do that. But what about guys who won 10 or more games as a head coach or as a GM and just giving them a chance to get the shit right? I mean, you hire Chip Kelly, he don't know what the fuck he doing.
Sure.
Right? So then you hire somebody who literally does not know what the fuck he's doing. But at a certain point, man, stupid is as stupid does. That's not a negative on Lynch. I'm just saying, man, if it's that bad, just hire somebody who knows what the fuck they're doing. Just go to Bill Polian. Like, look, man, you know, built the Buffalo Bills. They went to the Super Bowl 4 fucking times.
Yeah.
You built the Colts. And every time ESPN asks you who's going to win the game, you're right every fucking time. He even said Seattle was going to blow out Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. He said it. So you just throw a bunch of money in his ass because he knows what the fuck he's doing. But you know what? We're talking about a team that fucking went shady on the Boy Scouts, stole their fucking training land in Santa Clara, said, we're going to give you some new land, but we're going to build a stadium on your land. And then didn't even give the motherfuckers the stadium or give them their land back, right?
Right.
So you got the Boy Scouts protesting outside the fucking new San Francisco 49ers stadium. Like, yo, man, this fool, I don't want to use the phrase Indian giver, but damn, dude. It's just a shady organization. Then they build the fucking stadium with the incorrect axis, so half the stadium for 1 o'clock games is sitting in the fucking sun getting fucking melted, so nobody wants to go to the game. So if they don't know how to build a stadium or turn it in such a way that only the end zone seats, that is one quarter of the stadium, is beaming in the heat, and instead they have half the stadium beaming in the heat, and for that reason nobody wants to fucking go, how can he get the GM hire right, dude? He can't. He don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Good point. So let's get into some more stuff here. We got a little bit of Pharrell Monch, The Jungle, Glasses Malone, Thug by Myself. Wanted to bring that back. I haven't heard that in a while. De La Soul featuring Snoop Dogg called Pain. A little, you know, pain for maybe the 49er fans and what they feel. Black Milk featuring Royce da 5'9", Losing Out. So Pharrell Monch, Black Milk, Royce da 5'9", De La Soul, Snoop, Glasses Malone. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Southside, you know we living in the jungle. Brooklyn, you know we living in the jungle. See them gorillas over there in the park? Them my niggas. After dark, we get sparked up and pull triggers. You gotta speak orangutan slang and pull capers. The cops are the cheaters and the trees are the skyscrapers. See in the jungle, we often rumble for loot. Some of us just stumble around, hide a boot, shoot. Get shot shit, play humble like last year when the cheaters tried to capture my own talk. When you come through, you can get bumped too if you don't got at least 4 to 5 gorillas amongst you. The bigotry, hit him shock in the maze. 41 shots hot, take you out in the blaze. And if not, then ship your ass through the Bronx in a cage into the island where you spend your time counting the days. But still, agriculturally, it's kinda ill. We blow mills, they make a killing and build new lands in the jungle. Shaolin, you know we living in jungle. Chi-town, you know we living in jungle. Westside, you know we living in jungle. I tell these chimpanzees who be carrying tools, you don't wanna invest your life in a cesspool. Pharmaceutical distributing, breaking the rules, you need to take your monkey ass off to school and learn about Botswana, Sudan and Ghana, Mozambique, a speak of pride and honor. I understand sometimes we all feel fenced in, but utilize your mind to define dimensions. Just then I lost a little monkey's attention as he stared into the distance, focusing and squinting at a beautiful gazelle that was grazing in the grass with muscular legs and a rhinoceros ass. But in the least case scenario, I did try to tell him, hit him with some signs that was a little compelling. Little gibbon on a mission, not unlike Magellan, which encompasses spellings, crimes and drug selling in the jungle. Yo, Ghana, you know we living in jungle. Cape Town, you know we living in jungle. Joburg, you know we living in jungle.
Let me out.
I'm talking epileptic episodes off that epinephrine, that albuterol and the mother prescribed medicines. A zombie and insomniac, feckity amphetamines. My mom's had me smoke a weed from the Netherlands at age 13. Broke apart the scene. lot of moist weed that was sticky and green. See, in the 80s it was wine coolers and woolies. The facts of life crack, they've been thinkers and Julies. Mike Jack said, kick me, kite me, Jew me. Know all the white chicks in the world got booties. He rapped by popular demand. And a nigga nosy on some Toucan Sam shit. Not Florida A&M, you not fam, dog. That would be
Marco.
That's my man. My biceps are isolate with one hand. The triceps are the best of dip sets for not cam. Scandal, governor's busted.
Goddamn!
The power to the people unite with one plan. I used to write about green eggs and ham till I found out the Food and Drug Administration was a scam. Now it's steam. Vegetables, brown, forget the white rice. My life's all I have. Study your zeitgeist, lyrics bang. Now and again, sing like a shot light. It's my right. Use my power to shine my light.
Function, you know the function. Yo, Pharaoh Mantra, what's your motherfucking function?
I go to Queens for Queens, I eat organic in Brooklyn. Swing on a vine over the swine and keep them shook. And take the anaconda through the tunnel to the Mecca where the piranha try to borrow the style and the persona. You know I keep it on the low like an iguana when the monikers never leave the crib without the llama in the...
Dealing with a rider. We all taught to survive.
What's up?
Eastside 7 suppliers.
Yeah.
Mean I got that bomb, MacGyver. I'm the guy, only fear God. Fuck you and your motherfucking squad.
Got word.
No job. Put in word, no prize. I'm with that, nigga, you can get that. Try and pack me, pack, nigga, get back. One of me for y'all, that's a mismatch.
Mismatch.
I break them all down like a Kit Kat. I ain't kidding. Kill for the shit. Where I bang, make a kitty get wet.
Case
of rock boys, kitty with a check.
Where the
number
check.
One reason they don't really disrespect. That's why.
Hey, bad for your health. Try 400 on the belt. Guess what's in it? I don't need a nigga help. Dealing with a low. Thug by myself. Thug by myself. Only my kitty. I don't need 100 goons with me.
Bitch go two,
go two.
Wartime, ain't no rules.
No
Tuli on me, not Pro Tools.
Ha.
One deep, you fucking with a fool. Fucking with a foolie, nigga, I'm a foolie.
I'm a
and
fool.
Up to this point, man, my life been a movie. Mama was a D girl, brother still at it.
Still
all been in jail, nobody ready. 216, call that magic. Bring two racks, let a nigga have it. Got two straps, let a nigga have it. Hold the trigger down, cause they fully automatic. Make me mad, pussy don't make me mad. I empty these rounds, replace that mag. If I shoot first, guarantee you won't last. Why?
Bad for your health. Try 400 on the belt. Guess what's in it? I don't need a nigga help. Kill it with a low. Thug by myself. Only my kitty. I don't need 100 goons with me. Thug by myself.
Only my kitty. I don't need 100 guns with me. I thug by myself. Now can you say the same? You set trip without your gang. You start shit when niggas ain't around. Or by yourself, you all turn down. Turn up, little nigga, turn up. You that scared, little nigga, sherm up. Stand down, I'm really with the shit. Come through, leave your whole hood sick.
Why? Bad for your health. Try 400 on the belt. Guess what's in it? I don't need a nigga help. Kill it with a low. Thug by myself. Thug by myself. Only my kitty. I don't need 100 goons with me. I thug by myself. My bitch go too.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is the Waterproof MC, better known as Raz Kaz, and you are now tuned in to Microphone Masters only on dubcnn.com. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
never felt the world had to lay. And would you wave from side to side to symbolize needing help when the sand pull you under quick? Big mama said the devil's up to no good, but we can heal it on a Sunday with a good book, but or if we kill it on a Monday for a good look. And make it part of the campaign to withstand pain. Me, myself, place it all on my shoulders and give it my all like heavy lifting. No gain without tears and sweat, to claim blue skies with white clouds steady drifting. When pain come to get you and hit you like flow, better times will pick you. Do what you gotta do to earn focus in the stormy weather. Come out the tunnel to the light, saying
pain will make it better.
Get your spotlight back for a couple decades. Let's talk about Auburn, A-Burn. I was day twice, turned like Barry Gordy came back. Don't think about comparing us to another metropolitan area or anywhere on this globe. Let's talk about us breaking barriers, spitting sick as malaria, spitting you not even spitting the code. Let's talk about how they make the masses attracted to the whack like a magnet. It's a sad mission. Just talking about how I mastered these massive lyrics advanced like you in the class with a mathematician. Just think about losing out.
No, you're not losing yet. We beat a beast like this all the time. You got a few more minutes of abuse. My nigga Royce, where you at?
Right here, my nigga.
Yes, let's talk about it. I got more cases in the motherfucking AR clip than they got on our mayor. Let's talk about it. If you from the D and you don't fuck with Hex Trick or me, then you probably a square. Let's talk about the metropolitan area, venereal spitter, still proof, burial bitter, poof. Talk about me, I'ma be on your ass. Trouble sales, I will hate I to the double L. Don't think about tussling with a head buster who got more muscle than Cool J double L. Ha. You get pop like that, take off your whole top like black. Another body, what the hell? Let's talk about making niggas hard earn money. Yours putting money on heads like I'm paying they barbers. Talking about cotton mouth, hangover, Range Rover 750. When I hit the streets, game over, nigga. I ain't never losing out.
Nah, no, it's almost over. I give you one last chance to keep up. Round three, nigga.
Let's talk about the best or worst. Started from birth with the gift and the curse. Now I'm spitting the verse just to talk about whenever I'm spitting the verse. Feels like my words splitting the earth in two. Got them talking about who's that rap dude that matched the soul clap who and matches the boom bat boom like the D where the crack moves in the street. Niggas pull heat longer than Shaq shoes. Don't think about bringing out them Ninas cause we about clean them out. Phone calls could lead to a wet shirt. Ringing out gunshots, tech burp, expert leaning out the window, bringing my inner demon out. Talking about how we got it mastered. The fact that whenever me and Black do a track, it's a classic. Talking about my life, nigga, no sound realer. Riding with the 4-pound thriller like Mike. I'm out.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. J Love and Star Saxon. Real quick, as we always want to let you know how to stay in touch with what we have going on, you can follow the host on Twitter. For Star Saxon, it's at Star Saxon. That's two R's and three X's. For J Love, it is at Javon Love, JAVONLUV. You can follow the Instagram, I should say, at Microphone Masters. And then on Twitter, it's at Mike Masters Radio. So make sure you stay in touch with what we have going on, and we'll continue to let you know. And I know I've been slacking on getting these getting the episodes up on iTunes, but give me another week or so, and I'll start getting these episodes back on iTunes so y'all can have them at your leisure. Obviously, you can always go to dubcnn.com as well. So let's get back into it. We're going to come back and hear the last words with Star Saxon. So we have A Tribe Called Quest, Ego, Tash, and Day One, Stick Around, E-40, My Little Grimy Nigga. So we have A Tribe Called Quest, E-40, Tash, and Day One. You are listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
Skip a trippin' in my mind.
Ego, ego.
Skip a trippin' in my mind.
Ego, ego.
Chippa, 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 chippa. Ego, ego. I got one, you got one, and now we equal. Sometimes it makes you trip out on your people. Sometimes it has connotations of evil. Sometimes niggas call on it when they need to. It's called the ego. It's hard to really make the subject positively stated. Some may hate it, and some may overrate it. It's a top story, and you rarely see a trend. So all you psychoanalysts, pull out your pad and pen. It's called the ego. Come up with an idea, and no one seems to get it. And every time you mention it, they stare like you're two-headed. But one day in your cubicle, your idea really comes to view. Your boss is walking by, he sees it too, and he takes it from you. She puts you on the aces of all the stripper places. It has the kind of clientele where niggas trick her very well. You beg her, and you plead her, and you tuck away your ego. She knows you need the chicken, and you know that she's your people. They call you fat.
fat and lazy. The commentary crazy. They photoshop your face on the box of McCormick gravy. And now the inner voice, the ego maker, you get wavy. Change your diet, hit the gym and say, what were you saying to me? The ego makes you do it. It makes you face the music. Or run away from life so fast that you'll outspring Carl Lewis. It has you think your deceptive ways of being our truest. Have the prettiest brown eyes, but you change the shit to the bluest. The ego. Celebrated genius, my dick game's the meanest. I'll take the girl that's augmented, new me is invented. I'll take the biggest house in Calabasas. Anyone for Michael Phelps swimming classes? You need it when you're ballin', equally when you're fallin'. Or when those kids in school on your locker, they get to scrawling. Epitaphs that's racist and stupid and mean in nature. Something that can make you feel stronger when people hate ya. Ego can make you violent, or govern like a tyrant. Or switch your dictionary's word from vibrant to vibrant. Fool the thirsty people, sell them tap water and models. Fool the girl with NYU scholarship, now she models. Ego has no ending, as people pretending. Religious zealots get pellets, cause God's Lord they're defending. This is the last tribe and our ego hopes that you felt us. In closing for our ego, we know only God can help us. Ego, ego, I got an ego. 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 Ego, ego, I got an ego.
Yo, what's good, what's going on? This is Precise Politics, Brooklyn Stand Up. And you are listening to Microphone Masters right now, man. Chilling with my man, Jay Love. Jay Love, thank you for the plug, man. Microphone Masters, keep it locked where the hip-hop lives.
Here we go. For those that don't know me and those that learn slowly, that rock you living under, it must be lonely, homie. I'm popping on the internet, my friends list is endless. Half the niggas that I know, the other half is strictly business. I'm never on your Facebook, cause look at how your face look. You going for that Drake look, but all you do is waste hooks. From my haircut to my beard cut, everything matches. Stepping out, feeling like $1 million after taxes. Potential living legend, that's what they keep yelling to me. Niggas come and go like the liquor that they selling to me. My trilogy is West Coast, go bananas. I ain't a sucker, nigga, wearing bandanas for the cameras. I still rap liquid, still get it how I live it. Niggas still calling my phone, trying to get exhibits digits. Can't turn it down now, while I came this far. The only money that you see is food stamps and gift cards.
Stick around, you can get served a minute. Boy, I keep a backwood with some purple in it. Nigga, I rap good, this ain't no commercial gimmick. I got more guns than gangsters, more hoes than pimps. Got
weed in my left hand, drink in my right. Don't fuck it up, I came to party all night. If it's alright with you, it's alright with us. Somebody tell Taz, nigga, shut the fuck up.
So while the backwoods gyrate, put your phone on vibrate. And listen to the nigga with the alcoholic mind state. I ain't talking about the drunk co-pilot in the cockpit. I'm talking about myself, life is like a box of chocolates. For real though, I heard it all, I seen it all before. From the ceiling to the floor, I got it all. I want some more, you want some more? Yeah, you want some more? Yeah, you want some more? Yeah, I want some more beer. I be cussing while I'm busting, so excuse my French. I'm from Southern California, so excuse me, bitch. I'm just trying to cross my T's and keep my I's dotted. And smash on bullshit from the second that I spot it. I'ma keep it silent for the niggas that be spittin'. SYBBS, see you be bullshittin'. Always ever about all this money you be getting. A 10 for 100, my dudes be counterfeiting. Stop
stick
it.
Around, you can get served a minute. Boy, I keep a backwood with some purple in it. Nigga, I rap good, this ain't no commercial gimmick. I got more guns than gangsters, more hoes than pimps. Got
weed in my left hand, drink in my right. Don't fuck it up, I came to party all night. If it's alright with you, it's alright with us. Somebody tell Taz, nigga, shut the fuck up.
In the hoodie that be bustin', he don't love nothing, his pockets on slim. So when you go outside, you better watch out for him. My little grimy nigga, he don't rap or nothing. the one in front of the club in the hoodie that be bustin'. He don't love nothing, his pockets on slim. So when you go outside, you better watch out for him.
When my little grimy nigga come around, fools get nervous cause he ill and sick as the fuck. Smirk is heartless and merciless. His daddy don't claim him even though he looks just like him. His mama been on goop ever since 1990. In and out of foster homes, why he juvie still ain't reformed. They say the doctor dropped him on his head when he was born. My little grimy nigga manny, janky like Trick Dice. Never been to church in his life, no conscience put you on ice. Pack a gun and a knife, aim it right at your brain. Looking like a plate, tuck it or you gon' get took for your chain. Him and his partner's managed mobby moves mean in the hood, man. With the AK-47 pistol, handgun, assault weapon. I been trying to tell my little grimy, slow down, but he ain't listening. Little nigga hard-headed, look forward to going to prison. Don't care if he make it to 25, he ain't tripping. Thiefy, Belushi, and peel syrup and cha-cha sniffing.
My little grimy nigga, he don't rap or nothing. The one in front of the club in the hoodie that be bustin'. He don't love nothing, his pockets on slim. So when you go outside, you better watch out for him.
My little grimy nigga,
he don't rap or nothing. The one in front of the club in the hoodie that be bustin'. He don't love nothing, his pockets on slim. So when you go outside, you better watch out for him.
My little grimy nigga. Be lurking and prowling in the wee hours of the night with the on demand and his own on sight. Licking the bump heads across paths with anybody that he got a problem with. Catch him at the gas station on some old flu. Training program to go about his doubt. A hitter, not a barber, but carry an extra clip. Got hella next to kin, cousins and uncles about the rich. El Sabrante and Hercules teach him, taught him how to fish.
My little grimy nigga,
all the time right behind me,
right behind me, nigga.
On the block with the Glock where you can find
him. They didn't
him,
see his face,
but everybody knew his name. Everybody knew his name.
Know his name.
Still wet, his body frame.
I wonder what's Eddie claim.
Eddie claim. For the money, fuck the fine. Do he make it rain?
Make it
hell
rain.
Nah, he gangbang, my little grimy nigga.
Grimy
keep
nigga
a thumper stashed in his motor. Set to set robbing niggas. He's a floater.
My grimy nigga, he don't rap or nothing. The one in front of the club in the hoodie that be bustin'. He don't love nothing, his pockets on slim. So when you go outside, you better watch out for him.
My little grimy nigga,
he don't rap or nothing. The one in front of the club in the hoodie that be bustin'. He don't love nothing, his pockets on slim. So when you go outside, you better watch out for him.
My little grimy nigga.
My little grimy nigga.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. This comes to that part of the show that we like to call Last Words. So I'm going to start it off like this. So the last time, my last word is hypocrite. So the last time the Patriots won the Super Bowl, the president in office was Barack Obama. This is not right. A political rant. It was Barack Obama. Not everybody likes to go to the White House, depending upon what set you're claiming. You may not go to if you're a member of that sports team. So in this case, Tom Brady decided, nah, I'm not going to do it. He cited family reasons. Next thing you know, pictures were taken of him at the Apple store buying Apple watches and stuff. So whatever, you do what you do. It's your choice. You know, it's not an obligation. So nobody gave him a hard time about that. But after winning the Super Bowl, Mr. Bennett, the tight end for the Patriots, somebody asked him about if he was going to be going to the White House, and he said no, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to get into why. If you follow me on Twitter, then you know why. But we don't talk about politics in our locker room. I'm just not going to go. Thank you very much. Keep it moving. Well, Twitter, especially the Trump supporters, had a field day when it came to this, calling him a coon, saying that he should stay in his place and that he should continue to go back to picking cotton and all these things. When nobody was bugging out for when those adamant Republicans were bugging out when Brady decided not to go when it was Barack Obama. So hypocrisy or hypocrite is my word, my last word. Star Saxon, it's on you.
Yo, man. Fuck those Twitter trolls, man. They're gonna go under a rock in 4 years, man. 4 years, if that. Look, Trump got 4 years at best in him. He might not last a year. He might just be bored. And then when he moves on, they're just gonna go back to their little fucking troll bridge, crawl underneath it, and just be fucking bitter, jerking off to ugly bitches on meth. Look, last words, man. Star Saxon, a.k.a. homeowner.
Yeah.
The one thing every homeowner in America fears the most besides lower home values are new fucking neighbors.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, man. I got some new neighbors. They moved in across the street. They co-violating already, dude. They co-violating already. Look, man, I got two rules for the neighborhood. All right?
Yeah.
Be nice to my kids. And don't park your motherfucking car in front of my goddamn house. Because you got a sidewalk. Yeah. I got a system here, dude. I don't block my wife's car. She pull out the garage. She go to work before me. This motherfucker done parked his car in front of my house. Everybody else got the two-car system with the car in the driveway and then the fucking car on in front of the house. Except me. Because a new neighbor, 2 days in, done parked their shit in front of my house, dude.
Wow.
That means the kid got to get up early to move his fucking car so his wife can get back out and go to work. Got to do it in the cold in the morning. I'm clearly going to have to figure out a way to talk to these motherfuckers because, you know, you bought a house, so you got a sidewalk in front of your house, nigga. It's like, make the fucking U-turn and park your shit in front of your house so I can park the shit in front of my house. Now, I'm not acting like a mark, dude. You understand? Everybody in the block know. The kid pulls in front of his house, walks into the goddamn house. I've been doing this for 6 years straight every day. But now, all of a sudden, 2 days in, the new neighbors, instead of pulling in their fucking driveway, they're just going to pull up in front of my house and go across the street into their house and just leave the kid all hanging. But I see what I got to do, Jay. I see what I got to do. We got to do this little silent weapons for a quiet war. The boy got to turn the sprinklers on 3 times a day. Now, I want to remind everybody out there, I got the heavy water. So that means when the sprinklers come on your car, you get the water stains when they dry off. Fucks up your windshield. Don't really come out. You got to go have somebody take care of that. I got tools for the quiet war, dude. My dog, he tends to piss on cars that are not mine when cars are parked in front of the driveway. My kids tend to, like, throw rocks and shit. You know, there's a way to teach somebody a lesson without being confrontational.
True indeed.
So in the end, man, my last words are, I hate new neighbors. You got to train them every time.
That's Star Saxon. So on behalf of Star Saxon, I am J Lo. We're going to leave y'all with a little bit of Dizzy Wright. Dizzy Wright and Master Ace. So we have Dizzy Wright, False Reality, and then Master Ace, Mr. Bus Driver. That's one of my favorite ones off of the new one. That and Young Black Intelligent. So on behalf of Star Saxon, I am J Love. Catch us next time. Go out there. Go check out DubCNN.com. Check out everything that we do. Check out what's going on the site. So until next time, hey, you can.
Give me that lighter, bro. Go ahead and light something up. Vibe with me. Never letting this entertainment business drive me. Never will I let being famous make me cocky, making me cocky. So I watch out for these bitches, cause it'll take them 30 years with it to try to tarnish your name like Bill Cosby.
Let them know.
No paparazzi all in front of my steps. Sometimes we brothers, we just do that shit to ourselves. We learn from it with a little help in a major way. I'm just hoping we don't fuck around and make the same mistakes.
Okay.
But look, I'm back here in the same spot that I left in. You don't know me, cool, I'm making my very best. First impression, been blessed to send y'all a message. Every time you get in the mood, I'm here for the grown folks, the youth, your family, your boo and you. I'm talking everybody, you can accept it at your own pace. But we can't keep screaming racism if we killing our own race. Not only are we against them, we against us. We been fucked, cause this rap life is a fucking false reality.
If I can make a living, keep it real with y'all. Keep it real with y'all, keep it real with y'all.
Outside, baby was growing on the inside, bringing a new life into this life.
How did it get this way?
Dealing with these petty thugs that rather hit every club instead of giving their baby mama belly rubs. Childish things, like about a lot of things, like trying to get close to bad bitches, not knowing we putting down our queens.
We don't even notice all this drama we call.
Look, if you don't know nothing about holla love, brother, you don't know nothing at all. Thinking like, what if 50 years ago they had what we got? We
cell phones and the internet would have been divided by color. Y'all can't even prepare us for the shit we dealing with now. So newer niggas gotta be able to help their younger brothers and love each other, cause the people still talking. The soul of Dr. King is still marching. We dealing with these everyday tragedies. Kids wrapped up in a rap life that's false reality.
No, I don't gotta bring up race to know this country was built off it. I'm just saying.
If I can make a living, give it a real with y'all. Give it a real with y'all. Give it a real with y'all. Then I can go to the grave knowing I did my job. Did my job, I not promoted the false reality. Touching the world, gotta make this music live forever, man. Live forever, man. Live forever, man. Never let someone make you feel you don't deserve everything. These false realities ain't everything. Gotta know I'm right.
Take me home the long way. Ain't no rush to get there. Time to go and maybe see the cold world. Don't know where we'll go now. I'm just glad to be here. Can I come along? Tell me, can I fly with you?
Looking out the window is the world.
World.
Keep passing me by like a Far Side song. See this little boy and little girl.
Girl.
Mom screaming at him as the cars ride on. She take off her shoe,
what?
And you know what she do,
what?
She swing as the girl and the boy cries on. I look at this man, and he looking at me. We thinking to each other, oh my God, that's wrong. But we don't get involved, cause nothing getting solved. It's plain to see that that lady got a habit. 6 months pregnant with a third. Whatever's in the blood, man, that baby's gonna have it. Dreams unattainable, so let me explain to you. It's insane and it's so painful when in plain view. Close my eyes, trying to avoid the pain too. I knock out and in a shout, I came to. Now we on a different block, different area. A little leerier and the projects are scarier. Unless you come from this part of town where the people are paper bags and the water brown. A lot of dudes, they do lose when they board around. It's so steep and so deep and you're sure to drown, man. Do you get where I'm going? Cause I'm just trying to get where I'm going, Mr. Bus Driver.
Mr. Bus Driver, just another day in my life riding on your route. Holding this line up, got enough change in my pocket to get around. Wheels keep turning, you stop and you go, but you won't slow down. I don't wanna know where I'm going now. Miss a bus driver, just another passenger lost on your route. Making my mind up. One day I'll have enough change to see the whole town. Red light, green light, you stop and you go, but you won't slow down. All I ask of you is you hold it down.
Mr. Bus Driver, I gotta ask you one question. Not trying to harass you. Can you please get my nana home safe? Cause she's supposed to bring home dinner from White Castle. And it gets dark early in the fall. Wonder if she ran into Shirley at the mall. And got a ride home cause the bus be running late. Wait, why am I worrying at all? The 12 bus, the 14, the 25, the 38, carry the fates of many lives. Many guys, street mobs with plenty ties. Sometimes can turn these to shitty rides. It's the New York City vibes. Mass transit, that fish in the can shit. Yeah, another homeless man lit. Cross town or downtown, a planned trip. You can get more than what you plan for. I'm holding on, even though my hand's sore. I'm well aware what it mean when a fella stare. I stay ready for whatever, that's for damn sure. I guess my confidence is growing. Or the fact that I lack it isn't showing. I don't know if you get where I'm going, but I'm just trying to get where I'm going, Mr. Bus Driver.
Mr. Bus Driver, just another day in my life riding on your route. Holding this line up, got enough change in my pocket to get around. Wheels keep turning, you stop and you go, but you won't slow down. I don't wanna know where I'm going now. Mr. Bus Driver, another passenger lost on your route. Making my mind up. One day I'll have enough change to see the whole town. Red light, green light.